Today is the 19th of September, and joining us this morning to share a little something about this day in history is our breakfast producer, Zoe Kanatis. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning, guys.
So what have you learned about today?
Well, on this day in 1893, New Zealand Governor Lord Glasgow signed a new electoral act into law, and as a result of this landmark law, New Zealand became the first self-governing country in the world in which all women had the right to vote in elections.
Now, I imagine Lord Glasgow didn't just pass that with no problems.
Lord Glasgow had very little to do with it.
So how did the right to equal vote come about?
The achievement was the result of years of effort by suffrage campaigners led by Kate Sheppard in 1891, 1892 and 1893, they compiled a series of massive petitions calling on Parliament to grant the vote to women. In recent years, Sheppard's contribution to New Zealand's history has been acknowledged on the $10 note.
Certainly a landmark day in history. Zoe, what else happened today?
Well, on this day in 1952, the United States banned Charlie Chaplin from re-entering the country after a trip to England for the premiere of his film Limelight.
So that seems kind of surprising because he was one of the biggest faces in the world and brought a lot to Hollywood in the US. So why did this happen?
Well, he left LA to go to London. And when he did that, he stated that he wouldn't be returning for some reason. So they revoked Chaplin's re-entry permit and stated that he would have to submit to an interview concerning his political views and moral behaviour in order to re-enter the US. And there were some FBI files that were released in the 80s which revealed that the US government had no real evidence to prevent Chaplin from re-entering, so it's likely that if he had just applied to enter again, he would have been able to. However, at the time when Chaplin received a cablegram, which is a very old school text message, informing him of this news that they weren't going to let him back in, he privately decided to cut his ties with the United States. And I think he didn't return for another like 30 years or something. This incident happened after a long period of controversies for Chaplin, both his work and in his personal life, which changed his fortunes and severely affected his popularity in the States. The first of these was his growing boldness in expressing his political beliefs. So he was just a bit too outspoken for them, I think.
Yeah, it was during the McCarthy era, I think. So he was, they were like, you're a communist, get out.
Right.
Which was the big sort of social crackdown that was
classic
happening.
50s.
Yeah, not a good thing. I mean, did you ever see the footage of him when he came back to the US and he accepted his Oscar for, it was just sort of like a Hall of Fame kind of thing. It's really quite touching, this old man being received by an industry that kind of kicked him out some time later.
Oh, earlier. Nice. What year was that?
That's a good question, so I have no idea.
We'll have to YouTube it a bit later on. What else have we learned about this day, Zoe?
Well, on this day in 2016, America's singer-songwriter and pianist Fiona Apple was arrested when her tour bus was stopped in a town in West Texas, the same place where Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg were also previously busted. Border Patrol agents found 4 grams of hash on the bus, which Apple says was hers, and she spent a night in jail before being released on bail.
What good company to find yourself in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so what song shall we play, Zoe?
I think we should play Criminal by Fiona Apple, which isn't that intentional. It's actually just her most popular song.
And it's not about this incident?
Not at all,
thanks
but it kind of is.
Thanks for your time this morning, Zoe. You're on Breakfast.